talking Ghostbusters Answer the Call came out this weekend. Bunch of broads in it.
There are no men in it at all.
A bunch of women.
You got Chris Hemsworth in this. You got Thor.
She's good. She's good.
She's real hot. She's a piece of A if you've ever seen it.
Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Wiig, Kate McKinnon, Leslie Jones, and Chris Hemsworth. And it's a reboot.
Yeah, I guess the original dudes are in it. You know, the ones that are still alive, even Sigourney Weaver makes an appearance in it. Bill Murray's in it. Aykroyd talked it up.
Runtime is 105 minutes. Hour and 45 minutes, right? Is that right? 60 hour 45 minutes. Not bad.
I'm reading Leslie Jones. Leslie Jones, who plays Patty.
Yeah.
And Holtzman, played by, I just said her name like 1,000 times. I just escaped. Kate McKinnon. Kate McKinnon, who's my favorite new cast member of SNL. I love Kristen Wiig, and I could take or leave McCarthy. She usually plays, you know, foul mouth large lady who trips on stuff, volume 47. But I love Kristen Wiig, and Kate McKinnon is just breakout awesome. Leslie Jones. And it was directed by Paul Feig, who he was the dude. He did, like, the Freaks and Geeks cast, you know, that whole squad of people. So, you know, he knows Wedding Crashers. Or not Wedding Crashers, excuse me. Bridesmaids. Rotten Tomatoes, 73%. Audience score, 57%. Not a huge disparity. It was at first. There was a time where, like, it was 79 fresh and 49 fresh for the audience score. So that's kind of a bit of a gap. Didn't come in first place. That still went to The Secret Life of Pets. You cannot put a film up against an animated film these days. If you see that an animated film's coming by, spend the money and push the release back, or you're going to get trounced.
Yeah, it's, I mean, and Rotten Tomato has kind of become the de facto go-to just for scoring. And a lot of people use it now. It's kind of the way people, you know, will judge to go see if they're going to go see something. I mean, 57% audience score is not, it's not that good.
It's kind of lukewarm.
Secret Life of Pets is 73% fresh. The freshest thing right now is Finding Dory, 94%.
Well, and here's another question. How good were the first two, really?
Ghostbusters 1 is...
Like, what would you rate them?
Incredible. Ghostbusters 1 was just... It was a moment in time. Ghostbusters 2, it's dripping with goo, was not great. Ghostbusters 2 does not hold up nearly as much. Ghostbusters 1, though, is a Bill Murray vehicle, was fantastic. It's got some jokes you can't make in there anymore. It was a different time in American society. It's got some certain jokes you couldn't do anymore, sort of like Blazing Saddles. But it was a good film. But people really hold on to this. Like, if we were to see a Back to the Future remake of some sort,
yeah,
and they cast
kind of movie.
Everybody in it. Say they took everybody from Back to the Future and they made Marty McFly a black woman. You would see a mushroom cloud emerge from every YouTuber comment you could possibly imagine. People hold on to stuff with such reverence that it was the big thing about this was four women versus four men. There are people refusing to watch it, refusing to see it. Some people that are really into this. I mean, Ghostbusters was a religion to them. Transformers was for me. But, you know, to the point where, okay, Megatron used to turn into a gun. Well, they turn him into a jet now. It didn't really keep me up at night. The level of rage and fervor against this before they've even seen it is what I haven't seen like this in a movie in a while, where people just prior to even watching 2 minutes outside of a trailer are like, this sucks, it's garbage, it's sacrilege. It's about four people with laser backpacks shooting ghosts in New York City. It ain't gospel. It was the level of rage which was surprising. Did you see it? What'd you think? Let's go to the phones. Matt Parkville, good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Now, I'm going to assume, are you a white male?
I am indeed, yes.
So you were supposed to have hated this. This was supposed to have been just, how could they have done this to my franchise?
Exactly. I will give it this. When I saw the trailer, I thought it was going to be the worst thing ever. I don't think they could make a good trailer for this movie. They've made like four or five already. every single one of them is terrible in comparison to the movie. I really enjoyed the movie.
You're right. Yes. I did say that, the trailers, one after the other, they really tripped and fell on their face with the trailers.
Yeah, they totally did.
Now, let me ask you about the ghost effects, because I heard from people that saw it that the ghost effects in the trailer, that people are like, this looks like some slop S. Like, the ghost effects in the original ones look better. That if you actually see the movie, they did work on them more and they look better.
Yeah, I thought they were okay. It was one of those things where it was very Avatar-esque at times, where it was like, man, okay, I get it. You know how to do the CGI. We understand that you're capable of doing this. But other than that, I that was probably my biggest hang-up on the movie. I thought that it was a lot like the new Star Wars, whereas it was kind of a remake of what they did originally. They didn't really change the plot line.
They stuck to what worked, what made the original one so popular.
Yeah, so they kind of, it was more of an homage to the first one. They didn't change a lot of the plot line from the first one. And I think they, you know, they did a good job of tipping their hats to all the original Ghostbusters and the original cast members, which was nice.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate the call. Hey, the same thing with like Transformers. I don't need There Will Be Blood. I don't need No Country for Old Men.
Yeah, you
I
know
need,
what you're going in for.
Yeah, I need a jet and a car ramming into each other and then turning into robots, and then there's a big boom boom, and then Linkin Park plays a song over the credits. Same thing with this. I need some whimsical sci-fi stuff. There's a big, fat Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, and you're shooting him in the face with a laser. Let's go to line two. Let's talk to Chris Glen Burnie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, sir.
So, yeah, I saw the movie, and I felt like it was just like 20 minutes too long. I kind of just give it a C.
C?
It just didn't, like, the reviews, I read the reviews before going to see the movie.
Yeah.
And a lot of them just seemed like they had an axe to grind about the original reaction to the movie.
Who'd you go with?
With my wife.
You went with your wife? What do you eat when you go to the movies? What do you get?
I had popcorn, soda, and she had nachos.
Nachos? Oh, strong move.
That's
strong move.
A brave move, because you worry about the crunch. Do you feel self-conscious?
Dropping cheese on yourself in the dark.
You wake up and you're covered in cheese at the end of a film. At any point, did you try and keep her and maybe get the two hot dog platter instead?
No, I didn't do that. She drowned her nachos in jalapenos.
So her breath was
and
a situation.
No candy?
No candy. Are you there, bud? Oh, he bounced. Sorry, bud. But hey, next time, go for the softer, the chewier, the Sour Patch Kids. Too loud of a crunch with the chips. Jennifer, Kent Island. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, what's up, Jennifer?
Hey, now you're a lady with lady parts and lady opinions. This was a
exactly.
This was a woman-driven movie. What did you think of it as a lady?
Hands down, it was a good movie, but Ghostbusters, the very first, you can never beat the first. That's never. Hard. And Melissa McCarthy wasn't that funny. Kristen Wiig and the rest of them were hilarious.
Did Melissa McCarthy yell a bunch and trip and bumble over herself? Did she trip and bumble?
Oh, quite a bit.
Oh, okay.
That's her thing. That's what she does.
She likes to trip and bumble over things.
Yeah. Well, have you been drinking? Have you been drinking this morning?
Are you smashed right now?
I wish I was drinking this morning. I might have popped a couple of Xanax.
What do you like to get? Oh, you hit a couple of Xannies.
Oh, I knew right. I detected something.
Bang a few
good.
Bars, huh?
Feeling no pain right now.
Crush a few bars. Mike, I'm going to put her on hold. Ask her where she buys her vitamins. Line four, one more call here. Let's talk to Dominic Sparrow's Point. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, y'all.
Now, I see on here, you're a huge Ghostbusters fan.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what is that? Did you hold the first in this religious-like reverence that you can never remake this? You should let a sleeping dog lie.
That's how I felt about it. I mean, yeah, I'm a huge fan. I drive a Ghostbusters Ecto-1. I'm saving up for a proton pack and other such.
Wait, what do you mean you drive a Ghostbusters Ecto-1? What does that mean?
He touches kids.
I got a 1989 Toyota Camry. When I bought it, it was white. And I was like, oh, I know what I can do. I can throw up construction lights, a couple of decals, and reflective patterns, and make it look like the Ecto-1. And so now I've got lights, sirens, I just kind of cruise around.
This dude's for real.
Have you ever gone into a Chuck E. Cheese and asked for a table
stop.
For one? Just
no,
do a little people
stop.
Watching?
No? Why do you make that leap?
What?
The guy likes a movie. He's not a pedophile.
I didn't say that.
Jeez.
I'm only 20, just saying.
He's a bit of a...
I'd like that. Could you send Mike some pictures
of
your car?
Yeah, I want to see it.
But, yeah, so I'm a huge fan of it, and I wish they didn't remake it. But after Holtzman, I mean, Holtzman's act in the entire movie and the gadgets, that was just amazing.
Yeah, okay. she was the who passed away. I'm sorry. You know better than I do. The original cast member is no longer with us.
Harold Ramis?
Harold Ramis, thank you. She was the Harold Ramis of this film?
Yeah.
Yeah, and she made all the gadgets, and they just went from proton packs to proton grenades and bear traps and other such.
I heard there's proton tampons and proton cross-your-heart bras and all sorts of proton lady parts.
I did not see that in the movie, but maybe in the porn spoof.
You're not allowed near playgrounds, are you?
I'm 20 years old.